and dedications throughout the evening. We are going to do our best to smooth off the rough edges of your day.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond.
So I'm going on doing this time, I feel there's no mistake.
You and I,
but you showed me nothing
like diamonds
all the way
in the sky.
Time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. No, I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Tonight fall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being so what you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda to be it, so what you love, to let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it, so what you love.
Welcome aboard. What can I do for ya?
Well, I have a little bit of a situation here that I'd like to know. I'd like to get some advice from you on what you think I should do here.
Okay, tell me your situation, and I will tell you if I have any insights that might help whatsoever.
So, I have a friend of mine that's been trying to hook me up with this girl. She's a very nice girl, and she could be the girl of my dreams. But there's a catch here. I have her phone number, and he told me he's kind of been, like, leaving me in the dark here on whether I'm supposed to text her or call her or not. I really want to do it. Do you think I should do it or not?
Oh, come on. That's a no-brainer. All you got to do is send a text and say, hey, I got your number from my friend. I hope I'm not overstepping any boundaries here, but he says that you're not involved with anybody, and I'm wondering if you'd like to be friends. I definitely would not lead with you might be the one.
No.
That's not what we're going to lead with, though. We're just going to lead with you want to go have coffee.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I got you.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
And are you thinking this would just be somebody fun to hang out with? Or do you want to, like, meet somebody that you can, you know, get to know on a long-term basis?
Yeah, I'm looking for more of a serious relationship.
I have friends that started dating in high school, and they're still together all these years later, and they have such fulfilling lives because not only, you know, are they a couple, but they're best friends.
Right. That's kind of what I want. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, you know a little bit about her history. You know her a little bit about her family. Get to know her, silly.
All right. I know. I'm going to do it now. You gave me the motivation to do it. I just needed the last little push.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes. And again, congratulations. You sound like a wonderful young man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes.
Yeah.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a college kid named Scotty who says, I recently moved back home from law school. When I did, I was forced to leave a very special someone behind. I was heartbroken. By the time I returned home, I had clearly given up on our love. Then I met Sarah. I tried to push the feelings away at first. I felt guilty, like I was being unfaithful to that someone I left behind, even though our relationship was clearly over. I just can't ignore it anymore. Here's where the dilemma comes in. Sarah is my sister's best friend, and I don't know how my sister would feel about us dating, especially since I was so heartbroken so recently. What do I do? Sincerely, Scotty. Well, Scotty, let me go to the Harvard Law Library and look this up for you. Only kidding. I will have my words of motherly love coming up next, young man. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve your identity theft issues. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Go to LifeLock.com and save 25% your first year with promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE for 25% off at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Have you been to Kohl's lately? Because if not, you are seriously missing out. I just went and they have amazing clearance deals going on. I'm talking thousands of new markdowns added. So you can save up to 70% on everything from fleece sweats, cute sweaters, comfy PJs, and more. So take it from me. Run to Kohl's before you miss out. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
KCST.
I'm holding on your rope, got my 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. Tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. Say,
10 feet off the ground.
I'm Dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And
thank you.
Delilah's dilemma is from Scotty, a law student who is finding himself a little confused. Left school with a broken heart, missing girlfriend, torn apart. Then he meets his sister's best friend and is sprung, like giddy, goofy, thinking about her. Scotty, give your heart time to heal. You don't want this girl to be a rebound. Give your heart time to heal. Get to know Sarah as a friend. Not a friend with benefits, just a friend. And in time, you will know if you two are right for each other. But right now, you're on an emotional roller coaster. Yesterday, you were down, 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 down in the dumps because you are missing the love of your life. And now you're all giddy and excited because you met somebody new, but you're afraid because you know what I'm saying. You don't want your relationship to start off on a roller coaster. If you're going to enter into a relationship, let it start off on an even keel with a healthy heart. So give yourself some time to have closure, to feel your feelings, and to move forward with confidence, not with this uncertainty that you're feeling. I know it didn't come from a law book at Harvard Law School, but I hope that helped.
Still together when it ends.